The Interactive Technical Manual for Approved Federation Visitors and Starfleet Personnel is now active on this terminal. Exterior view of the Galaxy-class starship USS Enterprise, NCC 1701-D. The main bridge is located at the top of the saucer module on Deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. The captain's ready room is located just off the main bridge and serves as an office for the ship's commanding officer. The master control center for all engineering systems, including warp and impulse propulsion. Command functions can be rerouted to this location, enabling it to serve as a backup control center. Extravehicular transport to and from the ship is accomplished by a number of transporter systems, which allow personnel and equipment to be transported at ranges of up to 40,000 kilometers. Sick Bay refers to the primary medical care facility located on the port side of Deck 12. Forward lounge, located on Deck 10, provides optimum socialization conditions for the Enterprise crew. This lounge is primarily utilized by the Enterprise senior officers for staff meetings and has been specially outfitted for that purpose. The holographic environment simulator utilizes banks of omnidirectional holodiode clusters to project images and create tactile impressions. These simulations are normally indistinguishable from the natural environments they mimic. OHDs also manipulate physical props created by matter replication subsystems to simulate natural behaviors of real objects and characters. This suite of rooms has been designated for the use of the ship's commanding officer, Captain Jean-Luc Picard. This suite of rooms is designated for the use of Deanna Troy, the ship's counselor. Suite of rooms has been designated for the use of Lieutenant Worf, the ship's security officer. Saucer module on Deck 1 and constitutes the primary operational control center of the Enterprise. Thank you.
Thank you.